Welcome to today's deep dive. We are officially wrapping up week 10, chapter 10 of the workbook today.
Yeah, and it's a big one.
It really is. The foundational law this week is, well, it's pretty blunt. When it comes to what you want and those you love, no one will ever care as much or work as hard as you.
Which is a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people.
Totally. And the mission of this deep dive is strictly to prepare you, the listener, for your day 7 work, which is writing your module 10 long-term code.
Right. Lighter day, but super important.
But before we get to the specific day 7 tasks, I have to ask you something about this law. As a psychology professor teaching PhD level classes, I see this all the time. Students have this this passive expectation. They sit in a psychological waiting room and basically expect a syllabus to just, do the learning for them.
Right. They're waiting for the answers to be handed out.
Exactly. So from a neurological perspective, how does the brain actually shift from that passive expectation to active ownership?
Well, it's a literal pruning process. When you just expect someone else to guide you, your brain, it actually prunes the synapses related to executive function and self-reliance.
Wow. Just because they simply aren't being fired.
Precisely. You are running entirely on dependency circuits. But by taking radical responsibility, you flood the brain with dopamine that's linked to self-efficacy. You're actively myelinating new problem-solving pathways.
Wait, really? Because I keep psychology and neuroplasticity takes time. You're making it sound like it's just this instant switch.
Well, no, it's the ignition sequence, not the entire engine rebuild. Taking radical responsibility forces the brain to abandon those passive dependency circuits in that exact moment.
Oh, I see. So it's the necessary trigger.
Right. You stop waiting for rescue, which is the necessary trigger to begin the long-term structural changes of building resilience.
That makes a lot of sense. And that perfectly sets up why day 7 is so crucial. Today is a lighter day where you simply review your daily practice page and finalize your long-term code.
Yeah, you just have to circle your most resonant code rewrite, your distill point, and a quote, and then just add them to your master list or your spreadsheet.
To demonstrate, let's actually share what we selected when we did the week's work.
Oh, good idea. You go first.
Okay, so for my code, I picked my family, my future, and my life are my job.
I really like that one. Why did you choose it?
Because psychologically, fully owning your outcomes drastically reduces externalized anxiety. Mm-hmm. If you fully own it, you aren't stressing about what others aren't doing for you.
That's huge. Just taking back control.
Yeah. And for my quote, I went with Elbert Hubbard. Responsibility is the price of freedom. And then my distill point to tie it all together was, if something truly matters, you must carry the responsibility for it.
That is a really solid long-term code. Very cohesive.
Thanks. So what were your 3 selections?
Well, my code was, if it matters to me, assume I must carry the load.
Oh, I like the action-oriented nature of that.
Exactly. Neurologically, it acts as an immediate trigger to initiate action rather than wait around for others.
Right, abandoning the dependency circuit.
Yep. And for the quote, I chose Benjamin Spock. Trust yourself. You know more than you think you do.
Wait, I love that one.
It's so empowering, right? It just bypasses all that hesitation. And my distill point was, working harder than others isn't unfair. It's the unfair advantage.
Oh, wow. That completely flips the script on effort.
It really does. So now it is your turn to make your 3 selections and build your unique operating guide.
And we want to massively congratulate you on finishing week 10. This is a big deal.
It really is. Yeah. But before you get too comfortable, we have to remind you of the vital importance of completing your daily practice.
Yes. Do your 3 times a day ritual. Reading your codes and distills morning, midday, and evening, just one more time before moving on.
And tonight, ask your module 10 bedtime question. What single thing must I start right now? And what single thing must I start this week to fundamentally improve my life?
And because we're officially wrapping up this module today, I want you to add a specific mental hack to the end of tonight's bedtime question.
Right. This is so important for priming the brain.
Tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
That anticipation prepares your subconscious for what's coming next.
And you'll definitely need that preparation. Next week, you'll tackle Law 11. And to leave you with a final provocative thought, there's a reason you can't walk through walls in your dreams. Mm-hmm. They are your walls. You put them there.
Oh, man. Law 11 may end up being both the most challenging and rewarding law in the entire workbook.
It really might. Get your day 7 work done, and we'll see you in the next module.